second alpha dog pick.
Exactly.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
Coming to you live from the basement of an abandoned training facility where we talk about fighting, training, and events. It's the Fight Mixer Show, where you can hear about all the local and world combat sports happenings. Get ready. It's time to gear up and square up because we're going live on the Fight Mixer Show.
Perfect.
Thursday. Hey, Allie, what's up, girl?
Hey.
Seven, just 7:51 p.m. A little off our time slot, but better with the number. We have Jack
back again.
We're actually kind of threatened
him
to get back on here, and here he is. So, how you doing?
Me? Are you guys talking to me? I'm doing really good. Just getting back home from practice and just hanging out. You're ready to go see some friends. That's about it.
This podcast is about you, Johnny.
Good to know. Good to know.
Hey, last time we talked to you in Korea, so what's all been going on since then?
So basically, I've been home with my kids in Iowa, just kind of hanging out and, you know, living that life. And then now I just got back to Vegas last week and just been training and getting ready. I finally got a date set for my next fight. It'll be April 23rd for the PFL 2021 season. So, yeah, things are good. Fucking gotta go. Kind of getting back to work.
Are they fans in or?
So I just talked to Ray actually about that, and he said the way it goes right now, fans aren't going to be allowed. So kind of a bummer, but I mean, I've said it since I started fighting. I don't care if I'm fighting in front of 5 million people or 5 people, as long as they're paying me money, I'm fucking ready to go.
Have you had a fight yet that's like that with no audience?
No, not really. Just like smaller crowds, you know, when I was like back in amateur leagues.
I mean, some fighters have mentioned some positive things about it, that they felt that they could perform a little bit better without the crowd being there and all the intense energy.
Yeah, I could see that. I know some guys, like, I'm usually pretty calm and collected anyway. Like, I don't let, like, the outside. But I know what that means because I've had that before. Like, someone lands a punch, or, like, you land a good hard punch and the crowd goes, rah! And then you're going for the kill and the guy may not be, you know, as hurt as you think he is. And next thing you know, you're tired, so.
I think it goes the other way too, because I've had times where like I got hit, but like it wasn't that bad, but like the crowd went ooh, and it just kind of like
you're like no,
like it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, no, I get that too for sure. Definitely, they're definitely like I prefer the crowd. I like that energy. I like that roar. That, you know what I mean. That's what it's all about for me.
So you mentioned your kids, you're just with them. Do you ever bring them on the road with you, or do you have them at the gym ever with you? Do they get to be involved in it?
Yeah, for sure. So they're with me all the time. So they both do kickboxing back in Iowa year round, and then they wrestle for their, you know, AAU wrestling tournament. So I was just back in Iowa last week, and we went and wrestled, and then my brother's son and then my sister's son all wrestled. So it was cool to see the pack of them out there and wrestling tough, and They all did well too, so it was fun.
What age did you get them started in that? Like that you felt like, yeah, this is a good time.
They've both been wrestling since like they were 3 and 4, and then they just started kickboxing this past year. So I figured it was kind of time to start incorporate some striking with the wrestling, and then, you know, by the time they're in middle school, maybe get them back into jiu-jitsu, and that's only gonna help their wrestling in high school. So.
Little boys are cute when they get to start that early. Is that what you wish you started that young, or?
No, I did start that young. So I started wrestling when I was 4 years old when I started wrestling.
Wow.
Yeah, I grew up in Iowa and wrestled my whole life, and then had a chance to wrestle in college, but knew I didn't want to go to college and be an athlete and a student. So I started fighting.
That's cool. So this is the second generation. Did your dad or anyone?
Yeah, no, my whole family wrestles. Like all my uncles on my mom's side wrestle. My dad, my uncle on my dad's side, like everybody wrestled. It's kind of like a family tradition. And with fighting too. So my brother fought, my uncle fought, both my uncles fought, my nephews fought. My little cousin, Alex Coover, actually, he actually moved here to Vegas with me to train. So he's got one more fight as an amateur, and then he's going to go pro. So that's kind of nice to have, you know what I mean? Like all the families kind of into the same thing, you know?
Yeah.
That's something you don't really commonly hear where like there's so many members in the family. Usually like there's just like two brothers or there's like a brother sister type thing, but like you guys have like everybody.
Everybody, even like sisters' husbands, aunts' husbands, and stuff like even, like we even got like those guys to come when they come to Iowa to fight. So yeah, it's definitely.
He just beat his ass every Thanksgiving, or
no, like you'd like sign
up. You guys are like the O'Doyle family.
Yeah, only douchey. Way less douchey though.
That's- I love the O'Doyle.
So what's everybody's opinion on the McGregor fight? I just want to hear this.
I want you to say it first.
Okay.
It was, I feel bad for the dude.
To me, it was kind of expected.
I was so happy.
he gasses out all the time. And he's so much, he's been out of the ring, so, you know, the cage for so long.
Yeah, I feel like he went through so much stress. Like everyone that I was talking to, like they're like, you see how like age he looks in his face, age. Like he's only 32.
Yeah.
And the amount of like shit that he's probably been through, the fact that you're a multimillionaire, billionaire, or whatever, bring all that much money, that itself is stress. Then you got all those court cases against your ass. Then you probably whatever probably shit that your wife sees every day from people posting, like I screwed Connor here, and like holy shit. And then you have the two children. Right, two, is it three?
Partying too. He likes to party too.
Yeah, and all the drugs.
I do not like his persona as a fighter.
I do. Yeah. I like shit. Yeah.
I don't like it.
I like it. I like it. But
I'm a casual fan, so it's like to me the shit talking helps build it up. I enjoy it.
That's like WWE shit. Guys like that stuff because it's like a soap opera.
Yeah, exactly. You know where you see that most is in boxing. But nobody's ever been able to get away with it in MMA because, dudes will pull your fucking card. You know what I mean? Like, you can be tough, yeah. But, dude, there's always guys, you know, who can put together game plans and tactics that can beat you. So just for you to think like, oh, I'm fucking unstoppable. And you know what I mean? That's a little arrogant because – As we've seen how many times now, you know, Connor's, he's not bulletproof.
Well, even like, you're going to like intimidate your opponent just at the weigh-in the day before, and then you kind of already get them in a mindset. So sometimes you just like little shit like that you can do.
Yeah, but the women, either the women are like, they're going to talk shit about beating your ass, or they're going to out lingerie your ass, like Pearl Gonzalez or something, and come out with like this decked out bra. And like, that's their way of talking to them. Like the girls like coming out with sexy shit.
Yeah, the women talking shit like that. Fine with me.
Yeah, fuck yeah, I'm cool with that.
Take this, my panties.
I'm not sure if I brought it up, but have you guys known about this female fighter? She's a pro fighter, and now she's like known for selling like feet pics.
Felice Herrig.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. There's a camera on Facebook, and like I can't help it, but like I'll click the like live story. It's like, why do I do this? And like. It's just like she'll like do yoga with like her feet in front of the camera, and then all these like Indian guys are out there. Your feet are so beautiful.
Hey, the camel toe is a paid monetary thing on Instagram, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. So dude, that's the thing. So one of my friends, girl who's a girl fighter, says that like one of her teammates, she just deleted her social media, like Instagram and Facebook, and then opened an OnlyFans and use and like sells it for like a 99 cents or something like that. And it's basically just her Instagram profile, just like what she's doing throughout the day. And I guess she made like $500 last month. So yeah, I mean, fuck, like I you know, you can't hate that hustle. Like, you know what I mean? Like show a little like booty pic every now and then, like.
Well, it's probably a scam. Me and my cousin, she sent me a screenshot, and we got messaged by the same guy. And supposedly, it's like a sugar daddy thing, and like all you have to do is talk to him for like a week, and you get $7,000. Like that's some fucking shit.
I mean, no, I don't know how it goes.
Like, Ali, you can delete my profile now.
So let me use your picture. I'll message him.
Okay, so Johnny, when's your OnlyFans opening up?
Well, we gotta check
first. I don't know. I don't think it would be the same appeal for like women. You know what I mean?
Do
it
fighters do like ear picks?
Just ear wear pick? No that. Yeah, or wear
show you my cauliflower ear.
Oh, right there, right there.
You can wear your boy Gustavo Lopez's sweatpants and just walk around with your package.
That's just let the beat swing. Yeah.
Yeah, that would have those things. Right.
She's very proud of it.
My slutting around days are over.
Did he send you any autographs or anything?
No. But he touched them, so that's okay. That's
all right. Yeah, we're going to get Oscar on.
Huh? Yeah,
we're going to get Oscar on.
I'm the only room, and I'm actually another pro fighter teaching tonight, too, so Ryan Sutton. So maybe I told him. He's really shy. Oscar doesn't like to talk, so I can try to get him on.
So
that likes to be violent. Hmm?
What did you guys think of the Hooker fight, though? Dan Hooker and Michael Chandler.
When you said Hooker at first,
I don't think it was a question.
Oh, I love Hooker fights. I love Hooker fights.
I was like, I didn't know we could watch those, but
everyone's on the Chandler train now. What about you, John?
Yeah, that was a great performance by Chandler. I mean, that just goes to show styles make fights. You know what I mean? That that shifting overhand right that Chandler throws, that's such a good weapon. You know what I mean? And that goes back to, like, we were drilling that shit at Alliance with Dominic Cruz. You know what I mean? Dominic Cruz throws that punch really well, too. So I kind of figured that's kind of how it was gonna, he was going to hit him with, like, a good shot. Because Michael's got some good fucking striking. So I wasn't surprised, honestly. I thought that's how that fight was going to go.
Man, for his first UFC fight, though, he came out like a vet. I mean, you would have thought he'd been there for years.
No, for sure. But, I mean, he is a vet. You know what I mean? He's fought at the highest level of the world.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Absolutely. He was a Bellator champ. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I just mean, like, a lot of people get on that stage and, you know, freak out the first go at it.
Sure, yeah. Yeah.
There's actually some pretty good female fights on that card, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's that one. The one girl is 40.
Rebus.
Oh, is that McMahon?
Oh, Sarah McMahon fight. Yeah, I did see that fight.
That was actually pretty good. And then the other one, that one girl got kicked in the face like right off the bat.
Was it the Amanda Rebus fight?
I think so.
I didn't get to watch the first three fights because we bought the pay per view and then it like didn't start streaming until the co-main.
Oh, really?
The co-main and the main. That was it.
I know there was a glitch issue. Like a lot of people, it glitched out right at the main event.
A lot of people I know were like putting on Twitter that were pissed. They're like, yo, I spent $70 on this and I can't even watch it.
It was mainly the West Coast and then some of Europe. So
yeah. I could have watched it, but Dan took my streaming service away. Took away my booze. He ruined everything. All my friends, they're.
Stuff like that. You just gotta wait till morning.
Damn. Yeah. We rented it at the very last minute just for the McGregor fight after our fights and stuff. So we all were like after our fight, we were in the room just drinking and watching that. So it was fun, but I don't think it was worth the McGregor fight. That's not what we watched. But how about your zombie? Last time we talked to you, Johnny, your poor zombie in his camp coming back from Korea. I think you had just gotten back from Korea, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yep. Yep.
Okay. So how did that go? I mean, we all watched it. What'd you think of it? Like, is that?
That was hard. That was hard.
I don't know. I knew when that was going on.
Yeah. So I don't know. It kind of, well, that's, man, I don't know. I think maybe it was like the game plan was a little off because like they were having me spar him and they're like, man, you need to come forward. You need to press him. But Zombie fucking hits hard. You know what I mean? And like, you can't just step in and press somebody like that. And like, nobody in their right mind is going to do that in a fight.
Yeah.
And I didn't tell him, like, dude, nobody's going to step forward into that. They're going to pull him into his strikes, which is exactly what Ortega did, you know? So I think it was just a bad game plan, what it came down to.
How tall is Dobby compared to you? Like, how many inches did he have on you?
I mean, he's pretty tall. I think maybe I was an inch or two taller, but.
Oh, okay. I thought he was way taller until I saw him and I looked up his stats. For some reason, I'm not sure why I thought he was like massive, massive, but he does have the long ass though in his favor. I thought it didn't seem like him, but you know him a lot more, obviously. It didn't feel like it was like his best night, but.
It seemed like he's playing defense quite a bit.
It was like an odd night. So Lomachenko fought that same night too. You remember? And then he fucking fought the same way Zombie did. Like, he just never really got going until it was, you know, I mean, it was too late and there was too much. He couldn't catch up. He was too far back. So I don't know. It was fucking weird. Like, Zombie's a phenomenal fighter. You know what I mean? That's fighting. So
it must have been like Mercury. Like, everyone got screwed that night, I feel like. I was really shocked the way he performed. He's amazing. I was really excited to watch him, but yeah, I feel like he just didn't get going. Not the normal that we normally sustain, but I was really excited to watch that because I was thinking about you and like if you were gonna be there. Did you go to that one? Were you able to be? I didn't see you at all.
So that was in Abu Dhabi and I had already spent 2 months in Korea, so I was ready to come home. I was not going to come to Abu Dhabi for another 2 weeks or 10 days or whatever. So, I wasn't able to go.
But that was a party, though. You said you had a good time out there. Did you learn anything yourself, though, to bring to your next fight?
Sure. So I learned a lot of good things from Zombie. You know what I mean? Like, he's a fucking phenomenal striker. And, like, just the way he's able to – like the way he was able to like plant, like his footwork is super good. His structural balance is super good. And that's what allows him to hit so fucking hard. So I was able to kind of dissect that, some like head placement, head movement shit, you know, to keep me from getting off balance. And yeah, some good boxing techniques.
Yeah. Now that, I guess quarantine and COVID's kind of lifting up a little bit more, are you going to be planning anything extra past April 23rd for your next fight? Do you have some goals on your list this year?
That's a good thing about the PFL is our fights are scheduled out already. So they're already the championship. So I think it's like every 3 months or every 3 months or whatever I'll be fighting. So, so it's going to be good. You know, I'll be fighting for a title this year, fighting for that, the redemption against the back-to-back world champion, Nathan Schultz, and Pettis is in it. Olivia Obian Mercier, whatever, Canadian fighter from UFC is a good fighter. So yeah, there's some great matchups this year and I'm fucking really looking forward to it.
Yeah. And I saw your post recently. You had like two back-to-back like ground and pounds. I couldn't help but like those. That's like my favorite thing. Is that what your game plan is this time? You just always seeking that one out?
I like to like kickbox, like K1 style kickbox on my feet, keep the range long, punching, long, kicking. And then, if that's not going my way or if I see that the takedown presents itself, then I love taking him down and punching him and bouncing his head off the ground too. So, I'm just an equal opportunist when it comes to punching heads, I guess.
Don't be boring.
No. Yeah, nobody wants to see you go out there and lay all over the guy. Just control.
That's why I feel like everybody kind of likes to ground and pound.
Yeah.
No, I don't think people that like to get punched ground and pound.
No, like not the person that punched. I'm just saying, like that's I thought like everybody's favorite spot.
Yeah, I like my favorite spot is when I'm standing above them and their heads into the floor. Oh,
like a speed bag.
They're in danger for sure.
Like a speed bag.
No, so it's like you can arc it. You can arc it from the ceiling to the floor. Wow.
Right.
The most power you can ever throw in the entire fight. And their head is pinned against the floor, so that absorbs it all.
That'll knock them out right there. I like seeing their legs go limp. When I can't get a good shot, I can't figure out what's going on. I just watch their feet, and then they're psh.
Yeah.
Like,
the feet and legs are a dead giveaway.
One of my favorite matches to watch, this guy got himself in a really bad spot, and he was sideways on the mat, so his head back and forth on the mat when the guy was punching it like a little speed bag.
Oh yeah, like bouncing his head. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
That's what I was talking about.
I got you. Yeah, yeah.
Someone just gets in a really bad spot.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
That's why everyone has their signature. But I think that's more exciting. That's why I like Pettis. He's more exciting. Just striking. I love ground play, but I when you get to the ground, I'm just, it's nice to see a submission happen, but I'd rather see you beat the shit out of them and then submit them at the very end. That's just me, though. That's what I find exciting. Everyone has their own style. So the BJJ community is like,
no, I'm with you. It's a fight, right? It's not like it's not a, well, I mean, guys who are good at that chess match style, but at the end of the day, the guy who's just meaner and tougher and wants to fucking fight is going to win that fight. You know what I mean? With the exceptions of like really, really, really great chess players, you know?
Yeah. And I get lit up when I see a chick pull that part out too. I don't, when she goes a little bit more violent, I like to see that in a woman. Yes.
Yes. Yes. For sure.
Yeah, I think it's me more annoyed than watching a fight. And they just keep tying up, and that's all they keep doing is pushing each other back.
Yeah, and that's like the most grueling, exhausting way to fight too. So it's like, why do you want to do that? Just fucking get space, scramble.
Some good stuff. Mm-hmm. So after, so we got 2030. You said you don't have an opponent. Is there any people that you're eyeballing?
Yeah, for sure. So, like I said, you know, Pettis would be such an honor to fight such a legend like Pettis, you know what I mean? So that would be an awesome fight. I want Nathan Schulte, you know what I mean? The kid that I had a draw with, and he's won the last 2 years. I'd like to get that win. You know what I mean? I think they're all tough. They're all good matchups. So I'm just looking forward to having some good fights this year.
I think it's exciting. Like, I guess I didn't probably have any bad blood, like with anyone. I don't know if you do or not, but the way you just named people, I am. You're smirking.
Yeah, no, I'm chill. I love everybody.
Okay, that's all. Like, to me, it sounds like you're just naming like cars you want to drive. Like, I just want to test drive this one today and see.
Yeah,
how that one is. I think that's how I kind of look at it. Is like, what style do you want to play for today? It's like a box of chocolates.
Yeah. It's like a piece of art. You know what I mean? You just start getting colors and fucking throw them in the mix and you got something beautiful.
So you got anything going on outside of the cage? Businesses?
Yeah. So I actually own a MMA promotion back in Iowa. But I've kind of been jumping through some hoops with those guys, the athletic commissioner in Iowa. But yeah, so sounds like I'm going to be able to start coming back throwing shows in 2022. So that's something to look forward to. You know, I kind of always been, that's something I've always been passionate about, you know, and helping up and coming fighters to get to, you know what I mean, to a spot where they can make a career out of fighting, you know? And I think that's something I really will, you know, will stick around the sport for a while after I retire.
Do you have a website or anything people can go to find you?
Yeah, so it's MidwestCageChampionships.com. That's my promotion, but in Iowa. And yeah, you guys can follow me on Instagram at Hollywood Case, Twitter Hollywood Case, and Johnny Hollywood Case on Facebook.
Nice.
He's a mean lord.
So how long has your promotion been going?
So I bought it in 2017, and then we only had a year and a half, and then there was some issues from the previous partner, the partner of the owner. So kind of had to take a little back seat, unfortunately, but you know, it was kind of out of my hands. The government plays by different rules than us, so now I'm just gonna wait. What's that?
What town?
Des Moines.
Oh, it is a Des Moines. Okay.
Yep. So that's kind of getting cleared up and be looking forward to that.
Nice.
So are you planning on just being a promoter after a while, or do you want to fight and kind of juggle both of them at the same time?
Well, like I had three events while I was fighting, and it really wasn't so bad. You know what I mean? Like I was able to train and do what I needed to do, and then I had a partner as well. My uncle Rick Tassler is he's a promoter. He's an amateur promoter. He's got the longest running show in Iowa at right now. And well, I think EFX, but he's up there. He's been going for a while. He was my partner, and he was able to like kind of deal with more on like location stuff, and everything else I could take care of over the phone or over the computer. So it was kind of nice.
Yeah, we'll have to check that out, or give us a heads up when you get that one going. We can promote it and test that one for you.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, we could bring a couple of your fighters on or something.
Yeah, that would be great. That'd be great.
So, anything else you want to? Is there any new sponsors? Is there anyone you want to go ahead and give a shout out to, or anything new that has come across your page, or you would just want to go ahead and light up on here? Yeah, we have a few minutes, so.
No, yeah, just like thank all my fans, you know what I mean, for bearing, you know, hanging in there, and thanking my family for everything. This year has been tough on everybody, so just thanks for everybody that's been there, and you know, just keep loving everybody and helping each other out. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, I'm really, really stoked to actually see you. I'm glad you have a date, because I'm really excited to see you fight. I think you'd be a fun one to watch, and that's what I'm down for. So I'm going to have to really keep an eye on that one.
Absolutely.
How do you stream that? Is that something I can purchase?
It'll be on ESPN. Yeah, the PFL. Yep, it'll be streamed on ESPN.
I don't think I've ever had PFL stream before, so I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah, I think they used to be like NBC Sports or something like that. Is what they're used to broadcast on, but now it's ESPN.
When are you going to plan on picking up the momentum for you and start camp, or are you just?
I train all the time, so I've been training like I'm in fight camp. You know, I train twice a day.
But you don't.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm going, like, you know, I mean, I'm always training, I'm always learning, like, and I'll ramp it up, you know, for my I like real short camps. I only like 5 or 6 week camps, 6 weeks at the most. To like really specialize on a style, but I mean, we're professionals, you know, we should be in shape and we should be getting better every day, and not just having your body beat up and being sore and running yourself into the ground it's kind of an old school way of doing it, you know? So
how much weight how much weight do you have to drop, I guess? Sorry.
So I'm like 80. The biggest I get right now is like 183. So I fight at 50, I get 56. So yeah, I'm like right where I need to be. Like, you know what I mean? Ideally, like when I really start to ramp up, like a month from now, I'll probably drop to around 175. And then from there, then I'll stop by eating salts and carbs for the week of the fight, and I'll drop down to 170. And then from there, I'll just do the 15 pounds of water.
Nice. Yeah, you say around 20 pounds. So I was wondering like how much you actually fluctuate. But,
yeah. When I fight again, I'm like 75, 80. Like I can get back up to 180 pounds if I have a good reload, rehydration.
Nice. Well, I'm happy that you came back on. Thank you for coming back on. You're always a fun person to talk to. Kelly, where have you been?
I froze up, so I try to sign out and come back.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. Thank you for having me. It was a lot of fun. I like talking to you guys.
Yeah, I'm not sure if some of the people watching know that Johnny was our first guest, so it's cool to have back.
Yeah, hell yeah. That's an honor. All right, well, you guys have a good night, all right?
You too.
You too. Thanks for coming on.
Yep, see you guys.
Peace out. He's always nice. I like giving him shit. I don't know why. I think I feel connected because I steal so many memes from him. I'm like, I can talk shit.
Can bond with you, just like can make fun of them, and it's just an easy flowing thing.
Yeah, no, he's lighthearted, so that's always fun, and you're awesome for getting him on here. So hopefully we can get him back on and even do a co-host maybe sometime. I don't know if he knows that we've decided we want him to be a co-host. Does he know this, that he's
he said he's willing to be on more often.
Okay. Yeah. That if that gets me off of here, that'd be great.
Send him to the boys.
What's that?
Oh, you want him to chaperone us?
Well, I just mean, I don't have to be on.
You should get him. Well, I know you want the chair. Yeah, and who do you have working media so everyone knows about next week? BKFC.
We're going to be at BKFC, me and David, Potter will be there interviewing all the fighters and getting the lowdown. So that'll be a lot of fun. So we won't be having a show next week, but we'll definitely be, hopefully we'll be streaming. The last time that we tried streaming from the last BKFC event, their internet sucked so bad.
Well, I say everybody's there using it, so I could see that being an issue.
Yeah, so I don't know if this time. I mean, but we were in Mississippi and there just was crap internet. So hopefully it's different here in Tampa.
Can you guys like bring your own like hotspots or something?
You can, but it doesn't really do much good when you're inside a building.
Yeah.
So.
I was gonna say, I'm kind of excited to see some of the footage from that because it looks like you got a lot of fights for that.
Oh, it's gonna be a awesome card. I mean, every BKFC event I've ever been to has been awesome. I mean, as a fight fan or whatever, I love Stand and Bang, so that's all it is. So I'm in heaven watching these guys. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, I like this. Constant striking is happy to me or makes me happy. I do like leg kicks. I love leg kicks.
Oh my god.
Oh, I know.
That's my favorite fighter, and I.
Ever since they started doing leg kicks, I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was like different types. A buddy of mine on Snapchat, he keeps posting videos of Russian bare knuckle fighting. It's like a little bit different, and they wear jeans, I guess.
I can't even stand my couch in jeans, let alone
fight. Are you talking about like
boxing classes in jeans? I'm like, I want to murder you. Like,
are you talking
about? It looks like it's a regulated event, kind of. It's a little more rough in it.
Are you talking about where like they're in bales of hay?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've seen that too. So
maybe they could take like a shot of bourbon before they go in, or so. I don't know.
I think it'd be vodka.
Vodka, yeah.
And then I've also seen MMA fights over there from Russia, where it's in sand. Have you seen those?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, they're pretty good. A lot of them are really good. It's kind of like street beefs here, but.
I should definitely broaden my horizon to try and check out like the craziest foreign types of fighting I can possibly find for MMA and see how it looks out.
Oh, I love it. I like.
Do you think the French have their own? I'd love to see that. The French.
What about them?
So do you think they have their own style of fighting? Because I'd love to see that.
I think the French are more into like kickboxing than anything else.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you got like Bass.
Pierre is pretty fantastic.
He's a big K1 guy. He's French. And then I know they're getting ready to have a big K1 tournament over there.
I'm trying to think of the least intimidating ethnicity I could attack right now.
We can be a little arrogant.
Get bad. Okay, another French guy was like, what, Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Yeah, he's an action star.
Rondo, like the Canadian French. I don't want to insult anybody, so.
Do what?
I said, I don't want to mistake anyone for French or Canadian French, though. So
yeah,
I feel like Canadians are actually pretty tough. I was going to like say something, but I was like, I think that they just get like a bad rep. I bet they are pretty tough.
I think the French get their bad rep from always like losing wars lately.
Yeah, or not wanting to be in them.
Yeah, retreating more than advancing. Having
tiny little men who rule it.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's like Poland usually stays neutral, and there's some fucking badasses out of Poland too.
Yeah, I think Poland has more of a temper too. I think French has a temper. I know they do. Italians have a temper. Hi, Johnny.
Hey.
But sweet guys, well, great show. See you not next week. But watch
and
us
the week after. And if anyone's tuning in on Thursday, we're going to roast Gabe.
Aw.
Yeah.
He thinks it's an interview. No one tell him.
So if you're available, we'd like to have you both on. So. I think Allie's
like a big old family. We've never all been on at the same time.
No, that'd be cool.
No. I'm not
sure. It's gonna look like the Brady Bunch on the screen.
I'm Marsha.
Marsha.
With a star like looking up.
We could do that. That'd be funny.
Oh, that'd be horrible.
Yeah, but sometimes we switch around on here, so you have to figure out where you're gonna look.
Here's a story of a fighter named Allie.
Yeah.
Hey, we already got the GTA cover. We could get a Brady Bunch one.
It's coming. I can feel it.
I'm just wondering how different styles we can get.
I don't know. I'll try to work up some other ones. That sounds like a fun deal. I did print that one out as a t-shirt. So
I know. I've seen that. That was actually really cool.
I might have to send that one to you. So.
All right. I have to get out of my closet here.
Finally.
The size of my screen.
We can document it.
My poor dog here is done.
Oh, he's in there with you?
Yeah, he's right here.
He was quiet the whole time.
I gave him some cookies. He's like, are you serious, Mom? Can we please, like, over it. He's so done. He's tired. It's a long day at the gym. So the magic has been ruined. I am in a closet.
I really hope like people have walked by. I'm like, is that bitch talking to herself in the closet?
Yeah.
What is she doing in there?
Is she crying?
But, all right, guys. We'll see you later.
See ya.
See ya. No. Peace.
Perfect.